tonight on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas and the Sexy Bodyguard. He's a gutsy, square-jawed former police captain from L.A. who's looking for a quiet life. She's an Oscar-winning actress and international sex symbol in need of a bodyguard while she visits mom and dad for the holidays. Will they meet and find love? What are you, slow? It's Christmas and the Sexy Bodyguard, tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Do you have stuff to clean this mess of a break room?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to December 4th.
December 4th, it's National Sock Day.
Today's National Sock Day.
What kind of sock?
What color socks are you wearing?
These are quality socks.
Socks or no socks?
Socks.
Socks.
He's not wearing socks.
I think those are my socks.
Socks. Cotton. Argyle. Blue.
I've also got tube socks.
Happy National Sock Day.
It's showtime.
Who makes this stuff up? It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and...
Hello!
She will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
She will. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and...
Hello!
Yep. She will. You can also search The Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. Just search The Mike Show VA. And you can also go to our website, radio434.com. Click on The Mike Show channel, and there's a link to the podcast. And for those that don't know, the podcast is a repack of all the live segments that we do during the live show. So the live show runs from 8 to 11-ish weekday mornings, and we take all those segments and we repack them into a full-length podcast, and that usually drops right around noon or so. And you can even watch the show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right, there. That's all the ways that you can reach us. And you can follow our social media at The Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces. And that's all the social media, by the way. That's Instagram, that's Facebook, YouTube, our Twitter or X, whatever that's called. We're even on MySpace, but I have no idea how the MySpace works. We got the handle, and we never really set it up because we didn't want anybody else to take the Mike Show VA. So anyway, but we got it. It's there. Anything? Oh, yeah, and text Mike to 85775. You can join our VIP experience. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to join our VIP experience? Well, for one thing, if you join our VIP experience, you will not be inundated with all kinds of crappy texts and things. We will only text you when we have something really, really important to tell you, all right? So when really important to tell you, like if you'd like to win tickets to go see something, oh, let's say at the Academy Center of the Arts, something we're sponsoring, or if you'd like to win the Wine and Garlic Festival tickets, or you'd like to win, you know, whatever really, really great prizes we have, You get the first shot at winning those prizes if you are a VIP. We'll never inundate you with meaningless drivel. We won't. All right, coming up on today's program, it is the Wednesday Hump Day edition. Oh, by the way, I had a great time yesterday at Three Roads. Had a great Giving Tuesday with Cher Greater Lynchburg. We did all kinds of interviews with nonprofit folks around town. Had a great lunch over at Three Roads as well. And thanks to Jersey Mike Subs for providing the food. And then later that night, we had some Jersey Mike Subs, and we had some Benny's Pizza, and we had Three Roads beer, and we just hung out, and it was a great time. Nice mixer from 5 to 7. So thanks to everybody that came out, and thanks to everybody that helped make it special. All right. Of course, we're going to have... We got your 5 random facts, and we've got your stupid criminals. We're going to do that. But according to a new survey, real Christmas tree shoppers fall into 6 categories, and the time to buy your real Christmas tree is right now. So we're going to talk about that, plus our top list, top types of Christmas trees, according to us. All right, so that's there you go. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy. Taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Come on in to Al's Tree Barn. We've got the perfect tree to bring in the holidays and turn your cat into a tree-destroying violent lunatic. These trees are full, green, and built to be tipped over by a cat that has turned itself into a 30-mile-per-hour projectile, crashing into that $800 TV you bought Black Friday shopping. Need a fake tree instead? Ours are pre-lit, so your cat can tear it from limb to limb, creating an electrical fire that can only be described as soul-crushing. But hey, cats, you gotta love them. Merry Christmas from Al's Tree Barn.
The Mike Show. So, if you're going to buy a live tree, the time is now. Do it. Do it. Do it now. According to a new survey, and according to this, in addition, Christmas tree shoppers, real Christmas tree shoppers, fall into 6 categories based on when they buy their tree. Okay? So, here's the breakdown. Should we do it? Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Number 6 on the list, according to this, the Christmas Eve traditionalists, okay, who put up their Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. Now, that only accounts for, according to this, 1% of Christmas tree shoppers. Number 5 on the list, people who put it off until the 3rd week of December. That's 3%. Then there's the people who wait until the 2nd week, 16%. And that's next week, by the way. The seasonal purists who get a tree the first weekend of December, That is 33%. So basically, two out of three people get a real Christmas tree about a month out. That also means we're in the middle of a 10-day stretch where most people get their tree. Number two on the list is people who buy their tree over the Black Friday weekend. That's also 33%. The early birds who put it up before Thanksgiving. I said who put it up before Thanksgiving. Yep. 14%. This group really has to work to keep their tree from drying out by Christmas. And again, if we're talking real Christmas trees, there may have to be a time when putting a real tree up that late, the number six category, the Christmas Eve traditionalists, there may have to be a time when putting a real tree up that late had a little magic to it. But these days, it feels like a lot of effort just to have it up for a few days or maybe up until, what, New Year's? Yeah. Plus, a lot of people like enjoying the spirit of the holiday season in their homes throughout the entire run-up to Christmas, like some people. So, that brings us to our top list. So, according to the survey, six types of Christmas tree shoppers for real Christmas trees. Well, according to us, there are even more types of Christmas trees themselves. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top types of Christmas trees. Okay. All right. Here we go. Number one. Oh, we've named them. Okay. All right. This is cool. All right. Here we go. Number one. The Hunter Biden. A tree that makes such a mess, you have to pardon it. top types of Christmas trees. The Kim Kardashian. It's a fake tree with a giant trunk. Top types of Christmas trees. Oh, we named this one the Post Malone. It's a tree that drags bugs and dirt into the house. Yep. Top types of Christmas trees, the Ozzy Osbourne. It's a tree that's so frail, it might not last until Christmas. Oh, and over here we have the Kevin Hart. It's a tree that's the perfect size to display on tabletops. Top types of Christmas trees, the Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a tree that's white, expensive, and everyone hates it. Top types of Christmas trees, the Rudy Giuliani. It's a tree that's too wobbly to stand on its own. There we go. Top types of Christmas trees, oh, the Donald Trump. It's a tree where you have to bend the branches to cover a bald spot. And top types of Christmas trees, the Elon Musk, a tree that can't go anywhere without the Donald Trump tree. The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition coming up. We have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is International Cheetah Day. So have a good one, Dave Grohl. Oh, cheetah. My bad. Fans want Travis Kelce to propose because Josh Allen got engaged. Andy Reid wants Travis Kelce to propose because weddings mean cake. Wallet Hub has named Las Vegas the most fun city in the U.S. But for the fifth year in a row, the least fun city is Gender Pronouns Oregon. And Gwyneth Paltrow's company, Goop, has been laying off employees. In light of the company's struggles, it's putting out a new candle that smells like failure. This is not Headline News.
It's the Mike Show. Hi. So this time of the year, the kids, which by the way, my youngest is still so into her Elf on the Shelf and all the critters that go with it, and I am just absolutely positively delighted at this. It just makes my heart feel just like full. Well, except when you know you have to get up early in the morning and go take care of things. But anyway, I digress. According to this, there's a new survey out that's found 77% of parents feel pressure to make the holidays even better than last year and expect to stay up past midnight five times this month to make it all happen the way they want. The poll also found kids ask a lot of questions this time of year, and you can probably guess the most common one. Here are the top 10. Let's do this from the bottom up, okay? Can Santa's sleigh really fly? And the answer? Yes, NORAD tracks him each year. There's an app that lets you watch. What do reindeer eat? Well, according to this, moss, ferns, grass, and fungi. And carrots, if you leave them out. No, you don't have to collect up the moss and the ferns and the grass. Just give them carrots. Why don't I see Santa? Okay, that's the question the kids ask. Here's the answer. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Ah, okay. How do Santa's reindeer fly? Magic. And possibly meth. I'm not exactly sure. What if I'm naughty? Will I still get gifts? Well, if you start being good now, maybe. Okay. See, and by the way, we're going to interview Santa for a test drive interviews today. And we'll have that video up in the next couple days. So stick around. I may ask him all these exact same questions. I'm going to ask Santa himself. How does Santa know if I've been bad or good? He uses Alexa to listen in. How does Santa fit down the chimney? Well, Ozempic.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
How does Santa deliver presents to all those kids in one night? Magic, or possibly a system of wormholes. We've talked about that. I actually like what was the one the latest incarnation of Santa Claus movies where they basically bend and they bend time and stop time, and time moves a lot slower in the Santa world as it does in everybody else's world, or just magic. What if we don't have a chimney? Santa has his ways. And then, number one, is Santa real? That's the most common question. Yes. Now stop asking. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smarter, with your five random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't free clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random.
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Pound cake got its name from its original recipe, which called for a pound of butter, a pound of eggs, a pound of sugar, and a pound of flour. Wow. Good Lord. I mean, it's like... I
think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Number two. Flights today take longer than they used to. Like, a flight from New York to Houston is almost 4 hours now when it was 2.5 hours in 1973. Why? Well, part of the reason is because airlines now fly slower to save on fuel costs. That's a bummer. Isn't that such a... That's a bummer. Number three. The first Grammy winner for rap was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. They won Best Rap Performance for Parents Just Don't Understand in 1989. Number four. The female shrewish short-tail opossum has the most nipples of any animal.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Stop it. A female shrewish short-tailed opossum can have up to 27 nipples on a body that's only 5 inches long. Good God. Where are we at? Number five. Two-thirds of people in the world have never seen snow in real life. And those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro, please.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us on this Wednesday edition. Coming up, we got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way.
It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get you sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, so listen to this. Netflix has used our subscription money to make some horrible Christmas movies. Currently, in their top 10, The Merry Gentlemen. Here is the real trailer. Now, wait till you hear the premise to save their beloved small-town nightclub. And pay close attention to when the mature woman says something, and then they provide a certain sound effect. Here, listen.
Christmas at the Rhythm Room used to be a tradition around here.
But now it's on life support.
There's got to be a way to get people excited about this place again.
Would you think male strippers are the answer?
Male Dance Review.
Men taking their clothes off?
It's men taking their shirts off.
He's cute. He's available.
We only have until Christmas to save this place, or it's gone forever.
Okay. All right. So you heard the cougar sound effect? Yeah, okay. So what if the roles were reversed?
Christmas at the Boom Boom Room used to be a tradition around here.
But now it's on life support.
There's got to be a way to make people excited about this place again.
What about female strippers?
Exotic dancers.
Oh, yeah!
Women taking their clothes off.
Hey, she's hot!
She's available. Her boyfriend's in jail.
Come on, girls, we've got to save this place. Woo! Bust him out for the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah. All right. Same horrible script, but it would never get greenlit. Let's see. Listen to this dramatic audio. These are parents in Bullhead City, Arizona, while taking their kids to see Moana 2 last Friday night. They saw a bunch of lights lined up in the sky, and they're convinced that they're UFOs.
There's a red light, and then there's a big, big bright light. It's just hovering there.
I'm not scared, but that's crazy, though.
It's just there, bro.
What is it, Daddy?
It's getting brighter.
Look at, bro, they're coming back. The lights are coming back. The other light's turning on.
I can see the saucers in my Zoom.
I know I can see it.
You can see it, Zaid, huh?
I can barely see it.
Bro, there's another one to the left. Over here in the trees.
My heart's pounding.
Okay, now here's the explanation, the real explanation of what they were seeing. Someone else found the exact spot that they shot the video. They made a video during the day and morphed the shots. There's a mountain in the distance. The red and white lights the parents were seeing were stationary and moving vehicles. No, not UFOs.
Automobile?
Yeah. Lord. Man, oh man.
You idiot!
Thank you. Let's see. We're going to save that for stupid criminals. We're going to save that. We'll save that. I saved that. Okay. YouTuber Mr. Beast set up a contest between Tom Brady and the star quarterback of a Florida high school, Jake Balanovich. The pressure was on. It was windy, and rain began to fall.
Tom Brady, ready to meet your opponent?
Let's go.
High school football player Jake, you're each going to take turns throwing a football at these balloons. First to pop all four wins this $100,000. And because Tom's 7 Super Bowl rings prove he's the greatest quarterback of all time, his balloons are just a little bit smaller.
Did you call that rain in?
Nope, but I did call in Jake's high school football team to cheer him on. Help him be Brady. Jake.
Come on, Jake.
But nailing a 50-yard dime for any level quarterback was not going to be easy. You hit that, you beat Tom Brady, you win $100,000 in front of your high school and 200 million people watching.
Come on, Jake. You got this.
All day. Congrats on beating Tom Brady. win $100,000.
Wow. All right, where's the music? Here, click that. Click it. Click. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. I love her. Comedian Fortune Feimster's new Netflix special began streaming yesterday. Here she is on one of her favorite foods. This is from her special, Crushing It.
Even my taste buds revert back to when I was in high school. Like, when I'm in the South, I don't want to eat at a Michelin star restaurant. I don't even trust their tires. When I'm home, I want to eat fried food, and I want to eat biscuits. Now, I love a place back home called Bojangles. Pretty tasty biscuits. But the one place that I don't think gets enough credit is a fast food chain called Hardee's. Are you guys familiar with Hardee's? Now, if you don't know Hardee's, it's owned by Carl's Jr. Very similar vibes. But Hardee's is known for their biscuits. I'd have to fact check this, but I think it's called Hardee's because it could clog your heart and your arteries.
All right, that is your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. And then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in .news. A couple of weeks ago, a police officer in Colorado was chasing a suspect who committed a felony and was fleeing on foot through the neighborhood. The thief was running through properties and jumping fences before he eventually stole a kid's motorized scooter and took off. The police were in hot pursuit, jumping over the same fences, but now he was losing ground. So he borrowed another kid's bike and took off on it. There's video of the officer from a neighbor security camera riding down the street on a kid's bike, chasing another man on the kid's scooter. Eventually, the officer caught up with the suspect, who had been cornered by another police officer in a car. The thief was charged with felony theft. He also had three outstanding warrants, including one for armed robbery. The department posted video of the pursuit and said, quote, "It's not about the wheels you're riding, but the heart and dedication behind them." That's nice, but some people think it was kind of cruel for the officer to steal the kid's bike like that, even if the suspect might be dangerous. It did work out, though. A neighbor says the family did not mind the officer borrowing the bike. They said it was returned immediately afterwards and was not damaged. And then there's this. A British chef, I said, a British chef is looking for 2,500 pies and the work van that was stolen from him. He's hoping that the thieves will, at the very least, bring the almost $32,000 worth of pies to people who are in need of a good meal. Here's Chef Tommy Banks talking about the stolen pies.
I'm trying to find a bit of humor in it, and I'm just imagining these guys who thieved a van, and when they've opened up the back and found 2,500 pies and custard and gravy in it, and how on earth are they going to move that? But I think the thing that I find really galling is that there's just so much waste. All that food, and I just worry that these guys will just dump them somewhere. Like, how do you dispose of 2,500 pies and 100 litres of gravy and things like that? It's definitely findable. And if we find it today, you know, we could actually feed some people with it. And I think there's a lot of people who would appreciate that.
All right, so he said 2,500. So that would be 25,000, right? Or is it, you know, 2,500? That's 2,500 pies. It's British. Anyways, yeah, thanks. What about this one? A 32-year-old guy in Virginia. What part of Virginia? This is in Chesterfield County. All right. The Iron Bridge Road Walmart. Where is it? Okay. Back to the story. There we go. 32-year-old guy got arrested after he tried to steal $1,400 worth of stuff from a Walmart while a Shop with a Cop event was going on. I mean, come on.
No!
Yeah, we've seen that so many times. There were 50 police officers in the store.
No!
And 40 police cars parked outside.
No!
Yeah.
Automobile.
Yes. Here is Police Lieutenant James Lamb talking about Hector D. Velazquez-Milando's attempt to shoplift.
Between the Sheriff's Department and police officers, about 50 uniformed personnel at the store. A member of the staff at Walmart came up to us and informed us that they had a shoplifting in progress inside the store. We were able to see on video the suspect as he was concealing merchandise. As we approached from different directions, he tried to escape out the back of the store. I think he was stunned. 15 officers at that point. You know, we had 30 to 40 marked patrol cars in the parking lot. And when we found his vehicle, it was actually facing where all of our cars were parked. So he would have had to have seen them. It just didn't matter to him. He was going to take the chance.
That is just ridiculous.
You idiot!
Yep. Okay, this isn't criminal, but we'll share the story anyway. A Florida woman says she was fired by IHOP after she served food to a homeless man. Here is Victoria Hughes telling her side of the story.
He stated to me and the host that he was hungry. Without a second thought, I bought the stack of pancakes and made him a water. He talked to me yesterday and told me that I was fired. I asked him for what, and he said company policy. I need my job, but I would still do it again. I truly would. I would still help somebody if I could. If he asked me for my shirt, I probably would have tried to give him that too.
And there you go. IHOP ended up offering Victoria her job back. She's deciding if she'll accept the position again or not. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Which one? I've got three. Let's do this one. A 91-year-old guy with dementia went missing in Wyoming last week, and no one knew where he was for 2 days until his wife happened to see him in a local news report from a completely different state. KSL in Salt Lake City did a segment on a rescue mission serving free meals for Thanksgiving, and her husband was sitting at a table in one of those shots. He's now back home safe and sound. Here's Avril Black talking about finding her husband.
Well, wait a minute. I'm sure I saw Michael. So I paused the TV, set it back, And yeah, sure enough, there he was. I mean, it was so unreal. Oh, I was so relieved. I actually slept that night. Boy, does he have some guardian angel looking after him. And you guys, thank goodness that you guys were there.
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org. Well, that is it. That is the program. Let's get that screen back. That is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?